Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is James William Gregory Jr., and this is Tribulation Baptist Church and GNN Gregory News Network. I'm the pastor of Tribulation Baptist Church. Lord Jesus Christ is my Savior forever. This is GNN Gregory News Network. I'm the founder, only owner, host, CEO, president of GNN Gregory News Network and shows since 1999. And I'm coming to you here from the Days Inn hotel here in Lawndale, California. The time right now is 7 a.m. Pacific time, which is 10 a.m. Eastern time, and in all the other time zones around the world, here on blogtalkradio.com/QuakeMan70. You can call in right now and listen in to Blog Talk Radio. Dial 1-347-633-9660. I'm still not feeling 100%. Doing a lot of coughing and sniffling, and but I'm going to be okay, ladies and gentlemen. I said, I stayed here at the Days Inn last night till right now, and I said I would put in a good word for Days Inn here in Lawndale, California, suburb of Los Angeles. And, you know, what just happened not too long ago in San Bernardino, California, the way I see it, more terrorism is coming to America. I hope and pray that you're prepared for it. My heart and prayers go out to the people of the lost loved ones, that they will trust the Lord, Jesus Christ. God, He never fails, ladies and gentlemen. Now, a lot of people say, well, why did God allow this to happen? Well, the thing is, ladies and gentlemen, God gave us all free will. But the thing is, we're accountable for what we do in our lives. There will be one day, I mean, we're all going to die and face God someday. God knows everything. He knows everyone. And the thing is, we are accountable for our actions. A lot of people don't realize it. But like for instance, those two murderers, terrorists, husband and wife team that slaughtered 14 people, killed them, murdered them, and injured, I think they're saying 21 people now. And then they were slain by the police. They did not repent. They're in hell right now, regretting, and they'll be regretting for all eternity. The Bible says in the book of Revelation that death and hell will be cast into the lake of fire for all eternity. And the thing is, if they had the Lord, they would not have committed that atrocious act. Now, don't get me wrong. Christians like myself are saved for by grace. Are you saved through faith? And that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. But the Bible also says, by their fruits ye shall know them. You know, us Christians, we're not sinless. We still make mistakes, we still sin, but we sin less. We turn away from our sins, and whenever we do sin, we confess our sins to God, and He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Stand by. I'm going to read out of Psalm 110 right now. in the Holy Word of God, the Bible, King James Version, the most accurate version of the Word of God in the English language. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make mine enemies thy footstool. The Lord shall send the rod of thy strength out of Zion. Rule thou in the midst of thine enemies. Thy people shall be willing in the day of thy power. In the beauties of holiness from the womb of the morning, thou hast the dew of thy youth. The Lord hath sworn and will not repent. Thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. The Lord at thy right hand shall strike through kings in the day of his wrath. He shall judge among the heathen. He shall fill the places with the dead bodies. He shall wound the heads over many countries. He shall drink of the brook in the way. Therefore shall he lift up the head. We're all going to stand before God Almighty someday, ladies and gentlemen. We're all going to stand before God Almighty someday. Those who are trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ, who have repented of their sins, we go to heaven. But those who reject the Lord Jesus Christ and never repented of their sins, they're going to end up in hell. And like I said, in the book of Revelation, it says, death and hell will be cast into the lake of fire. We are in the end days, ladies and gentlemen. We are most certainly in the end days. Now remember what the Bible also says. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You know, let me mention this to you. God can save anyone. If a person truly accepts the Lord through faith, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. If anyone out there humbles themselves, himself, herself, believing and trusting the Lord Jesus Christ, for whosoever shall call in prayer upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. He must be born again. Not born again the second time through your mother's womb, but born again, when you believe and trust and receive the Lord into your heart, God gives you the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, to indwell within you. And he will never leave us, nor forsake us. More terrorism is coming here to America, ladies and gentlemen. People are being murdered every day here in America. That's why the most important thing is to trust the Lord, because we're not guaranteed tomorrow. We're not guaranteed the rest of this day. We're not guaranteed another minute on this earth, on this planet earth. Okay? Just trying to help you. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, as you know, the way I see it, for what the Word of God says, I believe we as believers and all people are going to go through the tribulation period to face the Antichrist and the false prophet. You know, in the book of Revelation, let me turn to it right now. It talks about the Antichrist and the false prophet. I believe here in Revelation chapter 13, it says here, verse 1, and I stood upon the sand of the sea and saw a beast rise up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and upon his horns, ten crowns, and upon his head, the name of blasphemy. He's the Antichrist. And the beast which I saw was likened to a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon, that's the devil, Satan, gave him his power and his seat and great authority. And I saw one of his heads as it were wounded to death, and his deadly wound was healed. The Antichrist is going to be shot in the head, and then his head wound will be healed. And all the world wondered after the beast. You know, there's a strong delusion going on right now. Whoever the Antichrist is, he's a world leader, he's going to be shot in the head, and then he's going to revive after 3 days. And people are going to say, wow, he must be God. He's not. He's not. And they worship the dragon which gave power unto the beast, and they worship the beast, saying, who is like unto the beast, who is able to make war with him. A lot of people are saying that President Barack Hussein Obama is the Antichrist. I hope not for his sake, because the Bible says clearly that the Antichrist and the false prophet are going to be cast alive into the lake of fire for all eternity. And let me read on in Revelation 13. And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. Now let me go down further here in Revelation 13. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark or the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. You can contact me on my cell phone that I'm broadcasting right now here on Blog Talk Radio, 904-575-8797. 904-575-8797. Also, you can call in the Blog Talk Radio, 347-633-9660. 347-633-9660. Of course, you dial one first. This is a 15-minute live broadcast. Still have a few minutes left. If you need to contact me for anything, send me an email, quakeman30@gmail.com, quakeman30@gmail.com. That's quakeman30@gmail.com. Okay? And going to be wrapping up in a few minutes here, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm glad you're listening to my live broadcast. Now, later on, God willing, I'll put this up on my Facebook site at James W. Gregory Jr. and on my Twitter at Gregory of News, at symbol GregoryOfNews. So, ladies and gentlemen, be ready. More terrorism is coming to America. Murder. There's murders every day in America. And these murderers, if they do not repent, they're going to burn in hell. And death and hell will be cast into the lake of fire for all eternity. Less than a minute ago, Long Talk Radio just told me. And, well, listen, God bless you. Believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Repent. Have a change of mind. Believe and trust. Believe that the Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross of Calvary over 2,000 years ago. He was buried in a new tomb, a borrowed tomb, after he died. And he arose from the grave on the third day by the almighty power of God. One day the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back from heaven to judge the world in truth and in righteousness in great power and great glory. The Lord is coming back. Yes, he is. It is impossible for God to lie. Okay, my name is James William Gregory Jr., and this is Tribulation Baptist Church. This is GNN Gregory News Network signing off. You have a great day. Today is Sunday. December 6th, 2015. Take care for now.